Welcome to this guided lying down yoga practice. To begin with, finding a place where you can lie down, perhaps on a carpet or a yoga mat, and making sure there's space around your body so that you can move freely. Coming into a reclining position and letting the entire body feel supported by the floor. Extending the legs and letting there be some space between the legs so that the feet can just rest, perhaps a little bit outward. And letting the arms be a little bit away from the body with the palms up, if that's comfortable for you. Always remembering that you are in charge of your body and you're in charge of your experience as you practice. So if this position is not appropriate, feeling free to find a position that is better for you. Perhaps bending your knees and putting your feet flat on the floor. This mindful yoga practice is offered as an opportunity for cultivating awareness. You might think of it as meditation in motion. As we move mindfully through the practice, through each posture, through the transitions, through the spaces between the postures, we're strengthening our capacity to move mindfully through our lives. This mindful yoga practice is not about how deeply you can move into any posture, but how deeply you can be aware of and feel what is happening in each moment, in your body, in your thoughts, and in your emotions. Allowing yourself to explore this practice with curiosity, with self-acceptance, patience, and kindness. With a deep listening to your body and a willingness to respond to what you hear in each moment. Remembering that mindfulness invites an attitude of non-striving, of not pushing or forcing things to be different than they are, but simply of being with your experience just as it is in this moment. If any posture does not feel appropriate or safe for your body at this time, feeling free to find another posture that does, or simply being still, or even visualizing yourself doing the posture. Setting aside expectations and judgments as you allow yourself to explore your limits and edges, which will likely be different each time you practice. And those edges may include a mix of sensations, of thoughts, of emotions, and as best you can, welcoming all of what shows up. And with this intention of welcoming yourself just as you are, beginning to fully inhabit the body, feeling the places where the body comes in contact with the floor, the weight of the body on the floor, and perhaps sensing the holding of the surface that you're lying on. Noticing if there is some possibility of softening into that holding. And becoming aware of sensation in the body. Aware of the body breathing and the sensations of breath as it enters, moves through, and flows out of the body.
knowing that this is a posture where you can rest if that becomes necessary, or you can come back to if at any point one of the other postures doesn't feel appropriate. So now, beginning our practice by feeling the arms lying next to the body, and slowly, with full awareness, bringing the arms up until the fingers face the ceiling. Noticing if it's possible to be present for the whole movement. And then when the arms are up, allowing them to come back down. Aware of the sensations in each moment of the movement and the feel of the arms as they land back down on the floor. So we'll do this a few more times, noticing perhaps how the body adjusts itself into alignment as we give it some space to do so. You might notice feeling of the arms moving in space, gravity, the pull of gravity as the arms come up or down. The next time the arms are extended up toward the ceiling, just taking a moment to press gently up and then lower the shoulders down, bringing awareness to the shoulder blades and this small movement as fingertips reach up and down. And if it's comfortable for you, letting the arms come down behind the head, toward or onto the floor. And just feeling into this stretch, you might press through both fingertips and the heels or the toes to get a full stretch of the body. Feeling the muscles, sensations in the body from the stretch. And you might stretch diagonally by pressing out through the fingers of the right hand and the left foot, and then the left hand and the right foot. So taking a moment here, stretching and feeling both the sensations of stretching and the release of the stretch. What's here to be discovered in the release? And when you're ready, slowly bringing the arms up and back down. There is enormous power that comes to us by being able to feel the movement of our body. When the arms are down, just letting the body settle into a resting posture. Feeling the breath and the release of the posture. And now bending the knees, bringing the feet on the floor. We'll do a gentle pelvic rock. So first feeling the length and width of the back fully supported by the floor. And gently press down through the small of the back, the navel pressing down to the spine as the buttocks just a little bit come off the floor. And then the buttocks go back down onto the floor. And the small of the back, the navel lifts slightly up. And going back and forth, feeling into the low back, the hips, noticing if you're breathing as the pelvis rocks gently back and forth. Aware of any sensations, any discomfort or any freedom of movement, being awake for all of it. Or perhaps noticing that this is going too slow for you, or you feel a little restless, being awake to all of that too. Nothing to do with any of it, just noticing and being here. So allowing the body to settle back on the floor in stillness, feeling the release of the posture, and letting the left leg extend straight on the floor and drawing the right knee into your chest. You can interlace your fingers over the knee, but just underneath it, or bring your hands behind the thigh, whichever feels more comfortable and appropriate for you. And taking a moment to soften the parts of the body that aren't necessary for this posture. And on an inhale, beginning to notice that the belly can expand up into the thigh. And on an exhale, you can gently draw the knee toward the chest, toward the underarm. Just taking a moment exploring here where the knee can find some space to settle as you draw the knee in and let it release as the belly expands on an inhale. And on the exhale, drawing the knee in. Noticing sensations perhaps in the hips, the low back, legs. What's here? And then straightening that right leg so that it is extended toward the ceiling, holding on behind the leg, behind the thigh, and beginning to point and flex the foot, noticing even as you do these movements, whether you're still breathing and aware of breath. So pointing and flexing, feeling into the calf and shin muscles as you do this, and circling the foot on the ankle in one direction and then the other. Maybe hearing little creaks and cracks. And then pressing the toes toward the nose, feeling into the calf muscle perhaps or the hamstring. Very gently, remember, we're coming up to our edges but not going past them. And if it's comfortable, pressing the navel toward the spine so we're engaging our abdominals, and you can gently, with the hands behind the leg, lift the hands a little bit and begin to lift the chest toward the shin. Head comes up, chest comes up off the floor. Just feeling for a moment into the parts of the body that are engaged, parts that don't need to be engaged, softening the face. And then gently letting the back and head come back down. If it's comfortable for you and you don't have any low back issues, keeping the abdominals engaged, pointing the toes, and very slowly, moment by moment, letting that right leg come down, feeling every moment of this release, and being aware of that moment when the leg comes down on the floor and the posture is released. What's here? Can you notice a difference between the right leg and the left leg? sensations, temperature. And as you're ready, drawing the left knee into the chest, once again, wrapping your arms either over the knee, but just a little below it, or underneath the knee. On the inhale, feeling the belly rise, and on the exhale, drawing the knee in toward the chest. Maybe exploring by moving the knee a little bit to the underarm. And finding what feels right for you in this moment. And coming into a rhythm of letting the belly expand, the arms might soften. And on the exhale, drawing the knee into the chest. Perhaps feeling the elongation of the back. Letting the face be soft and the shoulders. Finding this ability to engage just what's needed in the moment and soften those muscles that are not needed for the posture. When you're ready, letting the left leg extend toward the ceiling, holding on behind the thigh, and once again, feeling into the muscles in the back of the leg and the front of the leg as you begin pointing and flexing the foot. Breathing gently, regularly. Feeling into the ankle in motion. And then circling the foot in one direction and then the other. Letting the toes point down toward the nose, feeling into the belly of the muscles in the back of the leg. And if it's comfortable, letting the hands move up a little bit on the back of the leg, drawing the navel into the spine and peeling the back and the head off the floor, drawing it up toward the leg and holding just for a moment. You can always put one hand, the right hand, behind the head if it's a little hard to hold up. Finding your breath, that balance of effort and effortlessness, and then slowly letting the head and back down, pointing the toes, engaging the abdomen, and slowly letting the left leg come down. Aware of the pull of gravity and the engagement of the muscles that allow you to choose the pace. And when the leg comes down, releasing fully into the floor and receiving the sensations from this posture. And as you're ready, drawing both knees now into the chest, wrapping your arms around the legs or underneath the knees. On each exhale, drawing the knees gently toward the chest, feeling the elongation in the spine. And if it's comfortable for you, you can put the hands on top of the knees and make some very small circles so that you're rolling the body from hip to spine to other hip to sacrum and letting this be a gentle massage for the lower back and reversing direction. Feeling into the body and listening to what it has to tell you about this area of the body. And when you're ready, letting the feet come back down.
feeling into the body at rest, and preparing to move into our next posture. So rolling to your side and coming onto your hands and knees for cat and cow posture. Putting your hands directly under the shoulders, the knees under the hips. If you notice any discomfort in the knees, find some padding, a folded blanket, folding the yoga mat underneath, but do what's required to make sure the knees are comfortable. So taking a moment here, feeling the length of the body, almost imagining there was a string coming out through the crown of the head and through the end of the tailbone, without stretching or pushing, just feeling the length of the body. And on an inhalation, letting the belly soften down, the head can come up gently and the tail come up gently into cow. And on an exhalation, letting the spine round, the head can come down into cat. And now finding your own rhythm, moving between cat and cow posture. Feeling the length of the spine with the movements, the lower back, middle back, and upper back. Allowing the movement to feel like a wave through the body, beginning at the tailbone and moving up. Noticing space between the vertebra, any areas where there might be tightness or tension. And then doing one more cat and one more cow. And coming into stillness. We're going to move into a balanced posture. So feeling first the stability of the body, the hands flat on the floor underneath the shoulders, the knees underneath the hips. And bringing attention to the left foot, tucking the toes under and sliding the toes back so that the leg is straight with the toes on the floor. Pulling in the navel to the spine to help stabilize the body. And if it's comfortable for you, lifting the heel of the left leg up. Muscle hugging bone is the sensation that you might feel. This may be the posture for you. If you're able to do more, taking the right hand and lifting it up in front of you, pointing the fingers so the left heel presses in one direction, the right fingers in another, and feeling into the engagement of the body in this posture. You can also notice what parts of the body can be softened that aren't needed to hold you up. Taking one more breath, and then bringing the hand down and the knee down. Feeling the release of the posture, and you might want to come into child's pose. So to do that, you bring your hips back to your heels or close to it, whichever feels comfortable for you. You can rest the forehead on the floor or make fists and put one on top of the other and just rest your head on the fists. And softening for a moment, softening in the back. Child's posture is another rest posture you can always come back to during a yoga sequence. You might notice the breath in the back body, the expanding and releasing of the back as breath comes in and out. You might also check in with your wrists,
noticing how the posture impacted them. If there's any tension or soreness, you can circle your hands. And as you're ready, coming back up, once again, making sure that the hands are right under the shoulders. That makes it safe for the shoulders and the elbows, knees under the hips. Taking one cat and one cow, just as we prepare again to come into this posture on the other side, letting the spine extend. And this time, tucking the right toes under, letting the right foot extend, drawing in the navel to the spine, lifting the right heel up, feeling the muscles engaged and holding that right leg up. And if it's comfortable for you, lifting the left arm up, pointing out through the toes, pressing back through the heel, softening the face perhaps, shoulders. Fully aware of sensation. Aware of wanting to push away or endure rather than feel. Just being here with whatever is. And as you're ready, letting the left hand come down, the right knee come down. And once again, pressing back into either child's pose or another posture of rest. Just breathing and feeling the body. The play of rest and engagement. This balance between effort and effortlessness that we can cultivate in our practice and then bring out into the practice of our lives. So preparing now to transition to the back again, remembering that we transition from activities in our life all day long. So letting there be seamless awareness from the posture of being in table, hands and knees on the floor, to this slow and deliberate movement back onto the back body. Letting the body come down, flat on the floor if that's comfortable, and feeling the sensations of returning to this reclining posture. And preparing now for bridge posture. So bending the knees, letting the feet be flat on the floor, coming in as close as is comfortable to the buttocks. And you have an option with the arms. You may want to have the arms just next to the body, palms down. Or if you'd like, you can lift the arms up and put them behind the head, flat on the floor. So listening to your body and your shoulders for what feels right. You can draw the shoulder blades a little bit together if your arms are down by your sides. Remembering that pelvic rock we did a few minutes ago, and just take a moment to feel back into that subtle, gentle movement of the pelvis as you lift the buttocks off a little bit and then put them back down. Finding the breath here. And the next time the buttocks are in the air, pressing down through the feet and slowly lifting the hips in the air right until you meet your edge, making sure the chin is gently tucked so the back of the neck is long and comfortable. And just breathing here, feeling into the feet on the floor, the engagement of the muscles, possibility of the heart opening as it reaches gently toward the chin. What's here to be felt, to be noticed? And when you're ready, gently allowing the spine to come down, vertebra by vertebra, almost like a string of pearls,
being released onto the floor. And when the body returns to the floor, letting the arms soften, the shoulders soften, and receiving the fruits of this bridge posture. And preparing now to move into a spinal twist. So with the feet on the floor and the knees bent, bringing the knees and the feet together, almost as if you're Velcroing them together. And letting the arms either be out extended at the sides in a T position, or if you don't have enough space for that, you can interlace your fingers right underneath your head. And taking a moment to feel the length of the spine on the floor, space between the vertebra, finding the breath flowing in and out. And on your next exhalation, letting the knees fall to the right, letting it be a slow movement so the body can adjust itself as it goes. Taking a breath in as the knees are to the right, and if it's comfortable, you can let the head gently rock a little bit to the left, but only if that's comfortable on the neck. And feeling this sensation of breathing up the spiral of the spine. And when you're ready, you can bring the knees slowly back up. Feeling into the body, taking a nice inhale and exhale. And on the next exhale, letting the knees fall to the left. Feeling the lower, middle, and upper spine as it moves into this twist. And letting the head gently look off to the right if that's comfortable. And softening into the twist. This feeling of surrendering the body and noticing what's here. Breathing deeply up the twist. And as you're ready, bringing the knees back to center, the arms can go back down to your sides. Receiving the sensations of the spinal twist. And once again, transitioning our posture so that we're lying on the side. So you might roll over onto your left side to start. You can bend the elbow and rest your head on your arms. Or if it's more comfortable, you can bring your hand right underneath your head, supporting the head with the elbow bent. So finding a comfortable place and letting the legs extend out. If that lower leg wants to be bent a little bit in order to support this side balance, that's fine too. And straightening the top leg, the right leg, feeling the length through the heel, pressing out through the heel, feeling where the bones insert in the hip. And as you inhale, drawing the right leg up just as high as it will go, and slowly letting it come down. And once again, lifting that right leg up as high as is comfortable, and settling into a holding for a moment, just feeling the leg in the air. And if you like, you can circle the ankle, the foot on the ankle in one direction or the other. You can even explore circling the leg itself in small circles into ever widening circles.
reversing direction if you're doing the circles, or just holding the leg still, or even exploring just slowly lifting and lowering the leg. Aware of sensations at the edges. Bringing curiosity as you explore and discover what's here in this leg. And when you're ready, letting that leg come down, perhaps bending it a little bit to rest on the lower leg, and intentionally releasing the efforting. Feeling into the right side of the body, the movement of the leg, and then slowly and deliberately transitioning to the other side. So coming on to the right side of the body, bending the lower leg if you need to for stability, finding a comfortable position for the head, resting either on the bent arm or on the hand, stretching out this time the left leg, feeling the length of the leg, feeling the muscles as they hug the bones of the leg, and lifting this leg into the air, noticing where the limit is, where your edge is, and slowly bringing the leg down. Aware perhaps if this side of the body is different than the other. That's usually the case for all of us. And again, as you inhale and lift the left leg into the air, determining what is called for now in your body. Maybe it's a holding. Maybe it's circling of the foot in one direction and the other, or a circling of the leg, small or larger circles. Fully inhabiting the body and the leg as much as possible, given where your hip and leg and body is in this moment. Breathing as you move or hold. And when you're ready, letting the leg come down, settling yourself on your side for a moment to release the posture. And just noticing what's here. Yoga as an awareness practice. And now, changing your position so that you're lying face down, noticing as you settle into this belly down posture, if you might need to have a blanket or some cushioning underneath you. If you'd like, you can bring the hands in front of the face, one hand over the other, and rest your forehead on the hands if that's comfortable, or you can have the hands by your sides, palms down, with the forehead down on the floor. And just taking a moment here, feeling into the sensation of the belly expanding and releasing, and the contact it makes with the floor. Rooting through the hips, the belly, full body, breathing. And we'll move into a locust posture. So feeling the hips of the body, feeling both of the legs, the toes of each foot lying flat on the floor, engaging the abdominals, and bringing attention to the heel of the right leg. First, stretching that leg, making space in the hip socket, pressing the heel and the toes out, and as is comfortable for you, lifting the heel up as high as it will go. And maybe it's only a few inches off the floor, maybe it's a little more. It's all fine. All that matters is that you're present for it, feeling into the muscle, the bone, sensations. Taking a nice breath in, and when you're ready, letting the right leg slowly come back down, letting the legs and the hips soften. And shifting awareness to the left leg and the left heel and toes, having a sense of pressing out through the toes so that there's some space in the hip socket. And from this length, feel into the heel as it lifts off the floor as high as is comfortable. The belly, the hips, supporting the body, connected to the floor. Pressing out through the heel and just breathing. What's here? And letting that leg slowly come back down. Softening both legs. Taking a few deep belly breaths. And again, as it's comfortable, letting the arms come down by the sides of the body, but a little bit apart, a little bit away. I think of this as airplane arms. They're just a little bit away from the body as we come into a boat pose. So feeling the hip bones, the pubic bone pressing into the floor, keeping the body stable, drawing in the abdominals. And to start with, just lifting the chest gently off the floor. Chest and head come up, letting the neck be long. And letting the arms come up off the floor if that's comfortable. And just taking a few breaths here. And then slowly coming down. You can come down on the right cheek or the left cheek, softening. And then bringing the head back to center, once again, pressing down through the core of the body, lifting the chest up, lifting the arms up, and breathing here. Feeling the breath coming in and out of the body, sensations of the holding of this posture, and again, letting the chest come down and come onto the other ear, allowing the neck to have a little stretch if that is appropriate for you. And we'll do this one more time, and if you'd like, and only if it feels okay for you, you can lift the chest up, lift the arms up, and you can lift the feet up a little bit off the floor, as much as is comfortable, remembering it's just about awareness, not about pushing beyond any limits. Taking a deep breath in whatever posture you're in, and slowly letting the body come down, bringing the arms so that they're comfortable enough for you to rest and take a few breaths. Feeling the sensations that have come from our belly down postures. And as you're ready, turning back onto your back, bringing the knees into the chest, if that's comfortable, and just taking a moment to rock a little bit front and back or side to side or circle the knees. Just feeling into your body and what might be called for now. And then letting the legs soften, either extended out as we started with the feet flopping out a little bit, the arms by the body, a little bit away, palms up. Or again, if you want to bend the knees or find some other more comfortable posture, that's fine. And
allowing the body to release. Feeling the sensations created by this yoga practice. Acknowledging yourself for making the time to move so deliberately and slowly through the practice in order to cultivate a deeper and deeper awareness of yourself and what's called for in each moment.
And allowing yourself to be here as long as you'd like. And bringing this awareness with you into the next moments of your day.